Prakrit, a group of Indo-Aryan languages, has garnered negligible attention. However, recently, the Union Cabinet declared it a classical language. As opposed to Sanskrit, primarily spoken by the elites and used in the classical texts to denote the speech of royalty, Prakrit had emerged as the language of the public. Several edicts from the 3rd century BC to 2nd century AD as well as the oldest Jain sutras were composed in Prakrit. Historian Al-Basham noted its use in the speech of women in drama. Professor Andrew Ollett of the University of Chicago refused to call it just a curio in the Cabinet of Indian Languages. He remarked, "It is the key to understanding how literary languages worked in pre-modern India as a whole." Vedang Joshi and Megha Natekar to honor the history and significance of Prakrit, Center for Research in Indian Archaeology, Arts and Sciences, CRIAS, Nashik, has launched a three-month online course led by Prakrit scholar Megha Natekar. In addition to teaching its basics and M-dash, alphabet systems, and grammar and M-dash, she will introduce the participants to its historical evolution and how Prakrit connects with modern languages. Participants will analyze its use in literature and architecture, and receive a certificate at the end of the course. Vedang Joshi, founder at CRIAS, tells us, there are several manuscripts in India. National Mission for Manuscripts estimates the number to be as high as 4 crores. Of these, only about 4 lakh are published. There is a lack of scholars and translators. We read the texts in English, but so much is lost in translation. He started such courses inspired by the richness of the culture and concerned about the lack of a multidisciplinary approach towards understanding it. For Joshi, the culture and heritage of India lies in other sciences like archaeology, architecture and iconography which are not taught in Sanskrit colleges. Prakrit and Sanskrit complement each other. How does one value what Sanskrit gave us without understanding all of this? Natekar believes that though we don't speak Prakrit the way it existed, we speak variations of it. For example, the word in LS quo, mu comes from Prakrit and LS quo, muk. Current languages are offshoots of Prakrit. It is a mediator between Sanskrit and the regional languages of North India. She is thrilled about its new status as a classical language. It'll help in creating awareness. We have so many historical, social and cultural sources in Prakrit, not limited to religious texts and Jain philosophy. Like the Gatha Saptashati, compiled, as poems of love, by the Satavahana ruler, Hala, was in Prakrit but it also carries enough evidence of its ancient use in an LS quo, classicalness, she concludes, from October 13 to January 13, 2025, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and call 9403706716. Log on to @kriyas_nashik and cost 3,000 rupees.